When I say lost in the desert, what image comes to mind? For me, I envision an individual in tattered clothing, crawling under the blazing hot sun, dying of thirst. But deserts are not just physical. There are emotional, mental, and spiritual deserts into which we humans become trapped. Take, for instance, St. Teresa of Calcutta, Mother Teresa. It was a full 10 years after her death, with the publication of her private correspondence and papers, before it became commonly known that Mother Teresa was afflicted with a deep sense of God's absence for the last half century of her life. She had such an unflagging dedication to her work with the poorest of the poor that the world was completely unaware of her spiritual darkness, her spiritual desert. However, 4 years before she died, she warned her sisters in the Missionaries of Charity that the devil is continuously on the prowl in order to make you feel it is impossible that Jesus really loves you, is really cleaving to you. This, she said, is a danger for all of us. None could have imagined that her remark was autobiographical. More common for the rest of us, non-canonized saints, is the desert we experience with the loss of a loved one, or when we experience other losses, such as unemployment, ill health, or the end of a relationship. That desert is grief. Grief is a state of feeling empty, alone, and lost. Grief is the emotional suffering we feel when something or someone is taken away. Grief is a natural response to loss. It is an emotional response to loss, which also has physical, cognitive, behavioral, social, cultural, spiritual, and philosophical dimensions. When grieving, God can seem distant, very distant indeed. Grief oftentimes involves introspection that focuses on the question, did I love enough? Feelings of denial, disbelief, confusion, sadness, anger, despair, and guilt often occur to those experiencing grief. Those same questions and feelings occur to each of us during this Lenten season when we take a long, hard look at ourselves, a time in which we hold a mirror to our souls. Do I love and serve God enough? Do I truly love my neighbor? Does love rule my heart? An honest examination of our lives reveals what St. Paul reminds us, that all have sinned and are deprived of the glory of God. But through our justification by faith, as Paul preaches in today's second reading, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved by divine mercy. And that brings us to the gospel, the account of Jesus' temptation by the devil in the desert. Jesus understands our human weakness when faced with temptation. However, unlike the failure of Adam and Eve, who succumbed to the devil's temptations, today's gospel details Jesus' rebuke to the devil's enticements. This narrative of victory over temptation is our invitation to journey during Lent through the barren desert, uniting ourselves to the mystery of Jesus in the desert, which leads us to the hope of the resurrection on Easter morning. Last week, on Ash Wednesday, we heard Jesus teach about prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. In today's gospel passage, Jesus, hungry and weak since he had fasted during his 40 days in the desert, is for us an example during our Lenten journey. Jesus invites us to turn back to him and choose his saving grace over the temptation of sin through increased prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Prayer. Jesus rebuked the devil with his false promise of power and glory with the words, "You shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." Through prayer during Lent, we come into closer union with Jesus. And by cultivating the art of prayerful silence, we can better hear the still voice of God in the chaotic world around us. Fasting. Jesus answered the temptation of food with another quote from Deuteronomy: "One does not live on bread alone." Fasting reminds us that the world and all its attractions cannot satisfy the human heart for our longing for God, which surpasses all worldly desires. Saint Jerome wrote in a letter to Eustatius, "Fasting and abstinence should be rooted in meditation on the Word of God and in the heart." Or as I would say it, fasting without prayer is simply called a diet. In addition to fasting from food, fasting from distracting and destructive behaviors that lead us to sin guide us on our Lenten journey through the desert. Almsgiving. With his words, "You shall not put the Lord your God to the test," Jesus is reminding us not to test God by expecting God to intervene and look after those in need, but instead, we are called to help our brothers and sisters. Active charity is at the heart of the gospel message. We, Christians all, have the primary vocation to love one another. We are called to love and to serve God, his church, and his people. Unlike Jesus, who was sinless and was able to fight temptation, we struggle and fall and rise again with God's grace. This season of Lent is the time of year that we ponder these difficult struggles and temptations, that we pray for God's help in our resolve to be better and not to succumb to those temptations. While there is a place for fasting and giving up things, I think it is even more appropriate to give our time, talent, and treasure to help our brothers and sisters. Do something positive this Lent to aid others. Above all, use this Lenten season to put your life in perspective. It may be that you need to clear a different path through the desert, or that you need to help someone along the way. Lent is a time for us to take stock and give ourselves again to God. And if we have fallen, get up and start over. With God's grace, we will safely navigate through the barren desert and be gifted by entrance into the heavenly kingdom, the land flowing with milk and honey.